This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're going to move on to another story. This was reported by the Sun newspaper. Underworld gangs have returned and are reviving their organized criminal activities. This is following reports of crimes linked to gangs earlier in the month. And it cited two murders linked to banned gangs reported in Selangor and a clash between two gangs in Taman Sri Sungai Pelit in Sepang on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I mean, this is the stuff of television drama, right? It's believed to be over revenge. It led to the death of a father of five who was slashed when he tried to break up the fight. There was a bunch of property damage as well. Right. Police have arrested 18 suspects and authorities are expected to file charges including murder, causing hurt, rioting and possession of dangerous weapons.
Now, joining us on the line is S. Pasupathi. He's the director of My Skills Foundation. It's an NGO that helps underprivileged youth by creating programs that equip youth with the right skills to help them land proper jobs. Mr. Pasu, thank you for being with us on the program. How have you been?
Oh, great, great. A lot of work, a lot of activities. And actually, my skill itself going through some transformation. We are trying to get a different approach to handling the students who drop out from schools and all that. So I think we should be able to see some more positive results in time to come.
All right, well, that's great to know. Looking forward to hearing from you in the near future then, but let's get your opinion about this article by The Sun Daily. They're saying that underworld gangs have returned and are reviving their organized criminal activities. Do you think this current spike, like the two murders over New Year's Eve and another last week, do you think these events are an accurate measurement to use in arriving at this conclusion?
These kind of killings and all that, definitely is not an indicator that gangs have revived or not. I feel we are trying to be very reactive when such murders take place, you know. And I think gangsterism and gangs involved in controlling areas for protection money and security money and controlling areas for drug distribution is known to everybody, is known to the police. So what I mean, the community workers like me believe, there must be a long-term serious commitment from the police and to solve this problem. You see, if the police know the areas where these crimes take place, I give you some example, there's Cementari, Taman Sentosa, Ayapanasta Park, Lempa Subang, all these low-cost flats and all that. You go anywhere, you can see youths selling drugs, getting involved and collecting protection money. The police know, the police have got ample knowledge of this, but are they serious enough to solve this problem? That is an issue. And I think time has come in stereotyping this problem according to race. I think they must be really serious about eradicating problem. And I think the police force can do it, you know.
And going back to your point about the police looking into a long-term plan to tackle this issue, do you think the existing operations we have now are effective?
You know, definitely not effective. Definitely not effective. You know, we just from time to time, there must be a concerted effort to say, okay, we are very serious about this. So they're very serious about we must be seen that they continuously arrest all the leaders of those people involved in such activities. See, if you go to areas like even Taman Sentosa Klang and all that, you can see certain two-digit signs, you know, numbers. It's something like you're entering a zone where, you know, these gangs are operating there. So we want to see a long-term, very effective strategic action by the police. I'm sure the police can solve so many other serious crimes. Our police can eradicate this problem. At the same time, creating enabling environment also that is very conducive for children to grow also important. It has to go together, you know. So you need to change the environment, must make it enabling for others.
Sure. Mr. Basu, what needs to be improved then?
Okay, the police force must have a permanent base in the areas for high crime areas, you know, especially low-cost flats where the lower-income group people, when there are a lot of social problems, you know. Just take example, like Desementari, Taman Sentosa, Ayapana, Sapa, Glamba, Subang, they must be within the community itself. Where is any issue where they must be so friendly, they're part and parcel of the community living there. The people there should be able to go and tell you, this is the house where they're dealing with drugs, or these are the people who came for protection money, or these are the place where the gangsters gather, such information must be passed on to this police force, and the police are very friendly with the people and within the community. And the people are scared also, you know, they are fearful that they may have very friendly relationship with the police, you know, that also the police must say, no, they are not friendly with us. We are here to enforce law. That's why I say there must be a long-term plan where the police must go down to the grassroots and let the people get the confidence that if anything goes wrong, I can depend on the police. That confidence must be cultivated. They also must go down to schools and all that to educate the students, especially the last class students, the students who are at risk and all that. Joining gangs is not the alternative way of coming up in the vertical mobility in life, and they must tell him the danger, how serious the police are against these people and all. So it must be seen, you know, the people must see that the police are really serious rather than, you know, just reacting to some newspaper headlines.
Mr. Basu, you spoke earlier about creating an environment, making it enabling for others, the children especially. So how can that sort of environment be created within a crime-infested area?
Actually, there must be a serious commitment with the government to create such an environment. You know, what happens, I just give you examples, was once a crime-infested area. What happened, they break down the flats and they put up high-rise flats where these ordinary people who are living there can't afford to buy those flats, you know. So it cannot be like that. You know, you must create. If you really ask me, a contingency home, 1,200 square feet, 4 rooms, a decent home where ordinary family can live. And then there's a community hall, there's a futsal court and all that. If you provide all that, I'm sure nobody wants to turn to crime to do anything, you know, because there's ample job opportunities available. So it should be a concerted effort by the government, by the police, in a long term. You know, I'm looking at 5 term, 10 years. Now, you want to see the outcome, maybe you can see it in 5 years. You want to see the impact, you see it in 10 years. So what you do now, you only can see the actual impact in 10 years' time. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to wait for such a long time?
That's a fair question. And I guess the answer to that is that we should wait, but all stakeholders need to get on board in addressing the issue first. Mr. Pasu, thank you very much for your insights. That was S. Pasupathi, the director of My Skills Foundation.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.